Hello.
Hi, this is Shayna from Family First Home Care. Returning your call. You
From
reached out, I think, last week.
where? Oh,
Right.
yes. I have a question. I have a
Wait, hold on
question
just one minute.
about.
Sure, would you hold on just one minute, please? Sorry.
Of course. Do you
Wait,
want to call me right back?
hello? Yeah, I'm
Hi.
sorry about that. Okay.
Oh, no, you're fine. Okay. So I have a question. Okay. This is on my PTO time. Okay. Supposedly they can't pay out my PTO time anymore. Okay. For the last almost 2 years, they've been paying my PTO time out. They said they can no longer do this. I must take my time. Okay.
Okay.
My question is this. I do my son's medical. Okay. I have to do his bowel program and his shower and his stoma every other day. I also work a night shift. I don't even have somebody to take care of my Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. Can we critique employees in a different category depending on their, like, I'm on the waiver program, okay? I'm not just like a regular employee. Yes, I am. But I have differences that I cannot take. If you think I can, wish I could take a vacation, I can't even tell you. My son's a quadriplegic for 5 years. I run a business. I haven't been on vacation in forever. The
Wow.
most I can do is an overnight, and I got nobody to cover me. I can't leave my quadriplegic son alone, and I just transferred over 24 hours to another company because your company now does not want to pay me for the Friday, Saturday, and Sunday that I don't have care. This was like all of a sudden, boom, everything went out the window. Okay. There's got to be a way that I can have some kind of agreement, or you can speak to upper management to tell them about my scenario. I'm not just somebody on the payroll as a healthcare person. I take care of my son's medical, which I've been trained for when my son came out of rehab. Okay.
I'm not sure
Is there any?
if there is a right.
Oh.
I was returning your call. You were calling to ask about signing up someone that's located in Pike County. You're not. We're
Where are
not
you calling from?
Family First Home
Where
Care.
are you calling? All right. I thought you said the name of my company. I am so sorry.
That's
Okay.
okay. No, we're
All
I'm
right.
calling from
So,
Family
Pam.
First. Yeah. I think I have the note that you said.
Okay, now let me ask you something. Where are you located? I'm sorry, I just told you something I was supposed to tell my company. Where are you located?
So we have a location in.
Do you serve Pike County?
So we could service Pike County, yes.
Do you? Pike, PIKE.
Yes. We have a sister company, Valley. I could take your referral, and yeah, and they do service. So we service that area.
Okay. Can you do me a huge favor? I am literally just walking out of an appointment right now. Can you promise to call me in an hour? Because I think I want to transfer over some hours because I could work for as many companies as I want.
I could call you back.
But I want to know for 40 hours, what do you pay?
So I think it would be in the $14 about.
I'm making 14. Can you do 15?
We could definitely look into it. I'm not sure, but I could take the information,
Please.
send it into them, and they will see what they could offer you.
Excellent. Let me give you my number. Oh, you got my number.
Yeah.
You called me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would need.
I'm gonna wait for your phone call.
I would need more information. Do you have a few minutes now?
We have Medicaid Part A and B, and we also have AmeriHealth Caritas. Do you accept my son's insurance?
Can I have the Medicaid? I would like to check on to see the eligibility. Do you have the Medicaid ID or?
I am out at this moment, and I can't even tell you.
Do you have maybe the Social Security date of birth?
My son's Social Security,
okay.
Yes.
Yeah, what's that?
571-86-9115.
Okay, and date of birth?
January 2nd, 97. Oh, of course, honey. Thank you. Great drink. Thank you. Thank you so much.
What's his name? Andrew Florek?
Andrew Florek, yes.
Okay.
Do you accept that?
Just a minute, please. Okay, do see a waiver.
You know what? You know what? I just remembered his ID number for the medical.
It's fine. I do see. I have
100-863-688. That's AmeriHealth Caritas. But I do not. I can't remember his Medicaid number. One second. Tell me if you're ready.
You're talking to me?
It is 5, G like go, P like Peter, 3, R like Richard, J like Joseph, 4, C like cat, 7-1. That first one I did off of the top of my head, and I give myself a lot of credit for that. Oh, I remembered that. And that's the Medicaid, Medicare Part A and B.
Okay.
And
so, yeah,
AmeriHealth
Caritas. It looks like we could you could switch over. Let me send in the information. Can I have your address?
365 Oak Hill Road, Holly, PA.
365. Can you spell the street?
Oak, O A K, Hill, H I L L,
okay.
Road.
Mhm.
Holly, Pennsylvania.
Zip code?
18428.
Thank you. Okay, and that's your son, and you are the caregiver, right?
Yes. I am his caregiver, and I'm also his mother, and I'm also his, like, everyone.
And what's your name?
Doreen, D-O-R-E-E-N. DeBella, D like David, I, capital B like boy, E-L-L-A.
Okay, got it. Okay, so let me send the information. They will reach out to you, okay?
Are they going to reach out to me or not?
Yeah, they will.
Okay. Please have them reach out to me as soon as possible,
yes.
Please.
Sure.
But I am having a problem with my company who used to pay me for mischief, unclaimed shifts, which I used to take care of, and now I am going to deplete them of an account.
Mm-hmm.
So please let me know what you want to pay me, and I would like to speak to somebody.
Sure, yeah.
I guess onboarding, or you know what I'm saying?
Right, yeah. I'll have someone reach out to
And
me.
I will have these, if everything goes good, I will have these hours switched ASAP. I don't know what kind of onboarding I have to do, but please have somebody call me back.
Yes, I will. No problem.
Thank you. All right. You have a good rest of your day, honey. Thank you.
Thank you.